On July 21st, Deep Fat Fried will be doing their first live show and meetup at the legendary Mint in L.A. VIPs will be let in an hour early to hang out with the guys before they take the stage and get some exclusive DFF swag. Once the general public is admitted, Marshall Manson will take the stage and perform some of his classic songs like Kane is Running for Mayor.
Oh, Stranger's Brother.
R.I.P. D.P.
Thank you for the eyes and the smiles. Happy that it could last for a while.
His cover of Brett Keane's Father.
What can the father sit and watch his children get molested? Sodomized and raped.
And of course, Salty Paul.
And I've been doing a backwards a Dukin since 1992. Salty Paul.
Then you'll be treated to a hilarious edition of Storytime Paul with master storyteller Paul's Ego.
When Paul's Ego was 16 years old, Paul's Ego was horny.
Then it's on to a crazy game of Florida or Africa where audience members will be brought onto the stage to compete for fabulous prizes hosted by the one and only TJ the Amazing Atheist Kirk.
Politician sacrifices goats. Drinks their blood!
Then the guys will study some of the absurdities of human history in How Did We Get Here? By the inimitable and mysterious Kaiser Scotty. That's not the end. Far from it. In fact, people that have been to previous meetups will attest that the real show starts after the show, as TJ, Paul, and Scotty descend from the stage to drink, smoke, and rub shoulders with the unwashed masses. Until the venue closes in the wee hours, the guys of Deep Fat Fried will be signing your gear, taking pictures with you, stealing your headwear, and doing endless shots. Who knows what will happen? Who knows what can happen? The only way to know, to really know for sure, is to fucking be there! So how's about it? Do you have the balls to jump directly into the Deep Fat Fryer? Get your goddamn motherfucking tickets now, because they're going faster than a Trump cabinet appointee.
Whoa.
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 What the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
What's going down?
You dude, fucking tell me.
What's going down?
I'm about
China
to be
town, y'all.
Carrying a fucking xenomorph, dude.
I don't know.
Nah, you know it's not going to happen, dude.
Dude,
it's
you're going to get implanted and you're going to fuck
gonna
us all.
Else?
Nah, he's going to get implanted.
Nah, dude.
Dude.
It's too obvious.
Fucking, the chest burster is going to kill us
all. I thought
it'd
be funny if, like, Scotty, you know, he fucking impregnated it and then it gave birth to a little Scotty.
Oh,
thing.
That would be cool.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Holding a Mountain Dew or something.
Yeah, you got a good point. And that would be good.
Maybe it pops out with a six-pack of Mountain Dew and he drinks it. I don't know.
I'd like that shit.
I don't know where he's going with it, you know.
Who knows, man.
So we're back, I guess.
Back
hey, in, holy shit.
Back
hey,
in a limited capacity.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody.
This is streaming live for our good friends.
The $10
patrons.
Patrons,
yeah. The chef's table, the elite. The greatest patrons.
Yep. Our number one patronage.
A most delicious
fans.
Meal.
All you have to do to get more respect from us is to give us more money.
It's amazing.
The $5 patrons are works. Respected more than everybody else in the world, and then the $10 patrons get that extra level of respect.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
the $11 patrons, that's who we suck their dicks.
I mean, let's be honest. We're Americans, you know. That's how America works,
that's
right?
That's true.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with our fucking intro guy, too. Because he said in the last intro, TJ and Paul will be back next intro.
Oh, dude, he lied.
So he's fucking... He's
that was actually two ago, and we were back in the next one. That was the one where you were going to join the Navy or some shit.
Oh, the Marines.
Oh, yeah.
Marines or some nonsense.
The Marines are part of the Navy, so, I mean, close.
Whatever.
All right, maybe he didn't lie then. I take it back.
He lied, but he didn't lie. So you lied, Paul. So yeah, Paul lied.
You're a fucking
hashtag
liar,
Paul. Paul lied.
Hashtag Paul is a liar.
Yeah.
Hey, so Paul, you had a little adventure this morning, didn't you?
I did. I had to go to the DMV, you know, because we're flying tomorrow. And there's this new legislation in place that you have to have this thing called a Real ID.
Yeah, the Real ID Act.
It's like
yeah.
a government. It's like a government-ish.
It's a federal law, yeah, actually.
It's a federal addendum to your state ID. So anyway, I went down to the DMV, and I literally have everything in a folder that proves what I am. Right, I am who I am. I've got my fucking original birth certificate. I've got the fucking Social Security card that I got when I was born. Like, it's literally weathered at the edges. I've had it since 1980 when I was fucking born. I've got pieces of mail with my name on it. I've got my Louisiana state ID that isn't a real ID. I go in there. I wait for 2 fucking hours, which is whatever. That's standard for the DMV. I get up to the lady. I hand her my stuff, and I said, yeah, I just need to get my my state ID turned to a real ID. And she asked me for all the stuff I had. I put it down on the table. She looked at it for literally 5 seconds. And goes, nothing I can do for you. And I was like,
can't
what?
Help you.
What? Why? And she says, well, you see right here on your birth certificate, it says your name is Paul Parkey Jr. And I said, well, because it is. Well, they don't say Jr. on none of your mail. And I was like, I've never gotten a piece of mail with Junior's like a suffix. I don't go by Junior. I go by Paul Parkey.
Hands tied.
Well, yeah, my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do for you. And I was like, well, I've got my... So I told her I got my Social Security card. She's like, all right. Well, that don't say Junior on it neither. And I look, and sure enough, it doesn't. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So I was like, what's my recourse here? Like, what's my course of action? She's like, I have no idea, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Sounds like the DMV. Only problems, no solutions.
So with this amount of ID, I've gotten a U.S. passport. I've gotten driver's licenses in 2 separate states, California mm-hmm. and Arizona. And for some reason, I can't get a fucking... It's not even a driver's license. I can't get a Louisiana state ID. So...
Jesus.
Let me tell you something here, boy. This ain't no other state. That California, that Arizona, those sounds like some liberal havens to me. This state has laws, Paul. And we enforce those laws.
Well,
is your name Paul Parkey Jr.?
It is.
Or Paul Parkey?
It's both, I guess.
No, Paul. Your name is Paul Parkey Jr., and those documents clearly stated, Paul. Does your birth certificate say Paul Parkey, or does it say Paul Parkey Jr.?
It says Jr.
I'm glad.
There you go, boy. You done proved the state's case for it.
I'm glad they didn't see anything of mine when I went there that said I was the third.
I mean, it's just bullshit. It's like, I've never had this be an issue.
How much you want to bet? And let's have a bet right now. I bet you he'll go to another DMV and they'll give him a license.
When I get back from L.A., I'll go to a different DMV. And I almost guarantee they'll just be like, all right, here you go, yeah, sir. Have a nice day.
Yep, I guarantee you.
I just happen to go to the buttfuck DMV here in Louisiana, where all the women working there hate everybody and don't want to help anybody.
Man.
Fuck it.
The DMV he went to has a reputation for being dog shit. Like, everyone in this area knows it's the worst DMV to go to.
That DMV sucks.
But it's the closest one to where we live, so.
Well, it's total dog shit. I've been in there myself, and I was there forever, and nothing got done.
You're pretty low, dude. DJ. You're not peaking at all.
Yeah,
all
right.
That DMV must have like the fucking... do you want to choose the Iron Maiden today or the Breaking Wheel? I don't know. Which one sounds better today?
Which one will you choose? All right. So we got some flash fried goodness coming for you. But first, let's take a look at the Patreon.
Yeah, for those of you already watching live, you don't need to know this because you're already sitting down at the chef's table.
Yeah, you're already the best patrons. But...
And we know patrons.
For those fucking uncouth scum who have yet to become patrons, what the fuck are you waiting for, sir or madam?
This is, without a doubt, hands down, and I can say this unequivocally. I can qualify this. This is the most that you get for $5 anywhere on Patreon.
Anywhere on Earth.
The most electrifying Patreon in Patreon
history. Name me one other place where you can get so much for a scant mere $5 or $10.
Oh, you want 12 hours of entertainment? That'll be $5. Said nobody ever, except us.
Except the great ones.
Netflix used to be able to say that, but they've jacked their prices up.
Netflix YouTube used to be able to say that.
They jacked their prices up.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. Netflix, it's a grab bag, and a lot of it's bullshit. With DFF, no bullshit.
Yeah.
There's zero fucking bullshit here.
It all sucks. Spoiler. Well, maybe, it's maybe all terrible.
All right.
Maybe the manatee episode. I don't know.
That was a little bullshit. But what, you know, what are you going to do?
But that was, that, you know, we had some fun.
Become
some
a patron. Fun. You get an extra episode of Deep Fat Fried every week. The Friday show is yours to watch as a patron. You get an episode of Abandoned Hope with TJ. You get some patrons-only ideologies from me, TJ, and Scotty and our girlfriends. You get what am I missing here? You get a
Cinema,
you get a
for
cinema for cinema for
cinema
cynics
for cynics
episode where we all
cynics
sit down
versus cinema, right? Where me and Paul, we watch a shitty movie and shit on it the entire time,
and that's at the $5 level. And if you want to go to the $10 level, you get to watch this live, and after we do this, we hop in the Discord for a little bit and chat with all of you, and you get behind the scenes stuff. So check out the Patreon, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Check it the fuck out.
It's about the sexiest thing on the face of the earth, so it's time to do it.
Yeah, you're a fucking
now,
shit,
Paul, I know you're a
paid
salty,
chill, TJ.
You're a salty, Trump-hating piece of shit, Paul.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Of course.
I don't know why.
You're a fucking, you're a liberal cuck piece of fucking trash who hates our great president.
So
is that
far,
correct?
So far, I have no qualms with what you've said.
Okay, so let's just, let's talk about Trump then.
Okay.
You want to talk about Trump?
Yeah, let's talk Trump.
All right. Man, this microphone is a piece of shit right now. Well, the stand is anyway. Trump on Hannity. We know there's no Russia collusion because Putin said so. Case closed,
I
Paul.
Mean, Paul.
Okay,
case
well,
closed.
I take it all back.
Case closed,
I mean,
bitch.
I demand an official retraction of your previous statements about Trump, dude. He talked to Putin. He looked into his eyes, saw the man's soul, as our fucking great former president George W. Bush said. And he saw that the man is a gentle
Look,
soul.
How many times has Donald J. Trump sat across from somebody who wanted to lie to get a leg up on him? The man knows liars. He's the best liar. He's got all the best liars.
And he gets along with all the best people. You know, he gets
right
along with... You know, he might not get along with Justin Trudeau over there in Canada.
Or really any of our
Or any of our allies. But you know who he does get along with?
Our
authoritarian despots.
Hey,
yeah. Like Kim Jong Un.
TJ, didn't you say
Vladimir Putin? It's
didn't
just weird.
You say on Drunken Peasants, didn't you fucking say that you wanted
Drunken what?
Drunken Pheasants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you fucking say about Trump though when he was, you know, running for election that you know what? We do need someone that's going to have a better relationship with Russia. I mean, like, look, our biggest, you know...
enemy.
Our biggest enemy.
Yeah.
They're
Cold War for years and years,
you know,
decades,
we've had almost 60, 70 years, if not more, of just strife with this, you know, civil strife with this country within it, without it. I mean, assassinations, all kinds
not,
of shit.
Not, yeah, I was going to say, like, a rap sheet as long as my fucking dick and then some of shit that they've done, like, tried to infiltrate... allied governments, assassinations.
So, are you happy, TJ, that Trump's trying to reset a relationship with Russia?
Not if it ends up with us as Russia's bitch.
See, that's the thing. There was a way that he could have gone over there and done a diplomatic maneuver where it's like, I want to open a dialogue without getting on his knees and blowing Putin.
I mean, I have no... Look, as far as our relationship with Russia goes, I think... putting an end to the Cold War and making them an ally ultimately is a good thing. But I feel like when the way Trump is doing it, it comes with a collar around his fucking neck and Putin holding the goddamn leash.
So you think, you do buy into being like kind of a puppet for Putin?
I don't know if he's an outright puppet, but he's a little bit too sycophantic towards Putin.
I mean, when are we going to start? Like, a lot of people are saying there's no proof that he's an actual puppet or he's a Russian agent or he's in the pocket. But at what point does the circumstantial evidence pile up to the point where we have to be, like, adults about this and be like, okay, so he's clearly deferring to Putin. He's worked openly trying to get sanctions lifted on Putin after his invasion of Crimea. That was one of the first things he did when he took office was to ease the sanctions that the Obama administration had put on Putin.
Yeah.
he was nicer and more cordial to Putin than he was to any of our UN allies. So we're talking Theresa May. We're talking all of our allies. France, Germany. He just got done meeting
remember
with
WikiLeaks that he was imploring the Russian hackers to release shit.
Well, that's another thing that came out recently, too, is in this indictment that Mueller just put out, right? They found that the day after Trump said, you know what? You know what I'd like to see is the Russian to find Hillary's emails. That's the day that the fucking leak happened.
Oh, so they already had them all. Well, I mean, well, here's the thing, too. In my opinion, I don't think Trump is a puppet. But I think Trump knows how to repay favors. And I think him and Putin are all chummy. And Putin's like, yeah, I'll help you. I don't give a fuck. I don't want Clinton. Because all she's done is saber rattle against Russia. Who's more favorable
for
Russia?
She wanted ground troops in Syria. That's that's not. I mean, and that's something I'm glad that did not happen.
I mean, Hillary is was a terrible fucking choice for Russia.
I mean, there would have. Hillary might have been a terrible. I mean, like, putting ground troops in a no-fly zone in Syria is something that could have spiraled World War III scenario.
I mean, like, look, if I'll give Hillary Clinton credit for anything, her being manipulated by Putin doesn't seem likely. Trump being manipulated by Putin, totally plausible.
Not only plausible, but I think it's actually happening.
Yeah.
It clearly is.
I think that there are several possibilities going on here. Either Trump just admires strongmen.
He definitely does.
I think that's 100% the case.
Well, I don't know if that's what's behind
I don't know if
deference.
That's...
But yeah. He does, yeah.
But he definitely does.
It could be that. It could be, and I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, it could be that Putin has the pee-pee tape or something similar.
Dude, did you see his answer to the question about it?
Yeah.
Someone like asked
he laughed.
Him, well, he's...
I have no pee-pee tape.
He never outright denied having it either. You know, he's
like,
kind
don't
of,
think
what
about
said,
this.
What
don't
he,
think about these things.
What he
he's
said
like,
was,
why would I... You know, why would we have it?
He just said that...
He never
Donald,
said they didn't.
He said
just
Trump
said, why
was,
would we?
He
know?
Said that basically Trump was no one of interest before he said he was going to jump into politics. Which
right.
is a lie, because Trump flirted with politics for years.
He was like, when
run.
Trump was in the country at the time that this allegedly happened, the pee-pee tape... this is straight out of Putin's mouth. He was like, I didn't even know that Trump was here. I was like, that's fucking bullshit, number
one. That's a total lie.
But also, that's none of that says, no, we don't have such
a huge American billionaire
At no point in his long, rambling answer did he say, we don't have that
In
tape.
One corner, we have a guy that rose to power in Russia, is despotic, has eliminated all of his rivals, Game of Thrones-esque style, a former KGB agent. There's a picture of him as a person, just a normal Russian meeting Ronald Reagan when he went to Moscow. So we have a fucking KGB agent versus Donald J. Trump. I wonder who's going to come out on top in the fucking wits
category. The odd
of
the deal. All right, so let me read a little of this, see if there's anything else here worth mentioning. Several Fox News anchors discovered on Monday that their love for Donald Trump has a limit. The president standing next to Vladimir Putin and declaring that when it comes to Russia's 2016 election meddling, he trusts the dictator's denial over the conclusions of the U.S. intelligence community.
Which is insane. Like, can you imagine, like, the level of insanity of just that? The fact that he stood with Russia, who literally, like, they have nothing but a history of lying to us, spying on us, trying to steal our secrets and shit. Everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie or an obfuscation. This is just well known about our dealings with Russia. And he took the FBI and our fucking intelligence community and this giant fucking huge indictment that just came out with all this evidence and went, nah, I think I believe him.
I believe the Romulans. Starfleet intelligence is fucking wrong.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I'm taking it to a Star Trek place. But I mean, like, yeah. There's a history of fucking deceit between our countries. It's not been one way where Russia's these evil lying fucks and we're these
Deep
know,
Space
saints.
Nine. This is Gul Dukat. I need to house about 10,000 Cardassian soldiers on Deep Space Nine with our weapons, just momentarily though. No problem with that, right?
They actually tried to do that at some point in the series.
Did it work?
No.
Of course it didn't.
Of course
they
not.
They were like, hell no.
They're like, no, this is bullshit.
Have you ever seen that? There's an account. There's a fake Gul Dukat account on Twitter. Well, obviously it's fake. But
oh,
I mean,
did it?
It's like
oh, really? It's not the real Gul Dukat?
Yeah, it's not really.
But I mean, it's like...
did it follow me?
They just rephrase... he rephrases Trump tweets and just, you know, adds like DS9
Dude,
references.
I'll tell you what, if everyone that's followed me on Twitter,
like I have the best relationship with the Dominion, you know,
yeah.
shit like that.
Dude, everyone that's followed me on Twitter, that was the only time I've ever actually been happy to get a follower. Dude, it was when Gold Ducat followed me. I'm like, dude, my life is complete.
That's a beautiful thing.
He's got like the whole like make Cardassia great again and shit.
It's great, dude.
He actually says that at some point in the series. There's a point where Gold Ducat's like, I will make Cardassia great again, you know, and I'm like, oh shit.
Except Gold Ducat's like cunning. Cunning and multi-layered and has all these schemes.
I can't believe I haven't seen that meme.
He's actually intelligent. Yeah. But
Gold Ducat is definitely no Trump.
So we got more Trump shit here.
He's Trump-esque in some ways.
Trump.
He has the xenophobia down.
What? Come on. Load, you son of a bitch. Trump refuses to call Russia an adversary because they really helped us during World War II. You know, that's a good point.
Oh, dude, and he called Britain a foe. In the day before this meeting, he called Great Britain our foe. And then he refuses to call Russia our adversary.
Hey, Paul, who do we fight two wars against here?
That's right. You got a point. We've never... when was the last war we had?
1776 will commence again! Yeah, remember that time we fucking had to, you know...
What country do we declare independence from, dude?
Yeah. They're our enemy. You gotta look at the fucking history,
Paul. They're our enemies, clearly.
They're our foe.
The view is that the United States...
Oh, shit. It's playing a little video there.
Forever in conflict
with
Russia.
Well, let's take a look at this.
This is Tucker Carlson talking to Trump.
And anyone who doesn't believe that is betraying the United States. Without taking up whether that's true or not, why do you think there is this bipartisan consensus on that in Washington?
Well, it's sort of incredible because you look at World War I and World War II. That was Germany. And in World War II, Russia lost 50 million people and helped us win the war.
Okay.
And I was saying to myself the other day, I said, you know, Russia really helped us. I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. Oh, I don't want
to. What does that have to do with
not pro anybody, dude?
What does that have to do with contemporary events? You know what? Thank you, Russia, for your sacrifices in World War II.
Pro America,
but that's something. Their sovereignty was under attack too, so they were self interested as well.
Yeah,
but
they weren't doing it to help us out.
No, there's no denying that Russia made a huge sacrifice in World War II. There's no denying it. But what does that have to do with contemporary politics?
Nothing. And also, like, almost immediately after the end of World War II, we became enemies with Russia.
Well, because we were already enemies with... Like, has Trump never heard the enemy of my enemy is my friend? We had two enemies on the European continent, the Eurasian continent.
And we're just like, hey...
And we were just like...
Let's put our shit aside.
This one's
Germany
fucking
up.
With shit worse. So, hey, other enemy.
Yeah, it's like, yo,
attack
Stalin!
From the east.
Yeah, it's like when He-Man and Skeletor worked together or some shit.
Yeah, they had to team up to fight the cosmic horror or whatever.
But I hate you whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means nothing. Like, Russia is so far from our friend. I can't even think of another country that's more in direct opposition to us.
They really helped us out, though, in World War II.
That was a really good time back then.
Didn't Britain help us out in World War II?
I guess, maybe.
One of the things that's not being talked about, I mean, probably just because it's been talked about so many different fucking times, but Trump's, like, just third grade level speech at this summit was just embarrassing on the face of it.
Oh, God. Like, we were standing next to Theresa May, and they're just like, they're both answering questions. And Helsinki.
At any of these.
Oh, Helsinki was even worse, dude.
Yeah, dude. And fucking, yeah, dude, when he stood next to Putin, he literally, like, it was like he didn't know how to speak. So it was embarrassing on that level that when Putin got to answer, he was fluent. You know, I can't understand a word he's saying, but he wasn't like, you know, I know lots of people. You know, he was like, you know, he's talking like a leader of somewhere. And then we got this buffoon standing next to him that's like, there was no collusion. Listen, everybody knows it. Everybody's saying it now. I'm like, no, that's the opposite of what everybody's saying now.
Oh, dude, when he was in Britain too, he was a total embarrassment.
Everywhere he goes, he embarrasses us.
When they were asking them questions or doing like the Q&A that politicians do, it's like the British Prime Minister's like, "Well, we'll have to look into these issues that are complex and blah blah blah."
Do you hear that meandering non-answer he gave on Brexit?
Oh God!
Somebody said, "Mr. Trump, since you are here in the UK, what do you think about Brexit?" And he was like, yes, I've just been doing some reading about the Brexit. And look, it looks like it may not be going the way that some people thought it would. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I don't really have an opinion either way. You know, I think it's up for the people. That was his answer.
Oh, my God.
To what do you think about Brexit?
Brilliant answer.
Nothing to do with how he thinks it's going to affect our relationship. Nothing. No talk about how United States economy and the British economy are closely linked, and he's afraid that you know, none of that. No.
I haven't really looked into that.
He gave the answer.
I mean, Trump isn't capable of that much nuance, so you're not going to get that.
He dropped an ACOD, dude.
One more Trump story, and we'll be done. America has no choice but to impeach Trump now.
I mean, if that were true, we'd be doing it.
I mean, yeah, obviously we have a choice. I don't know. Let's see this person's logic here. This is Mark Kingwell. He's, I guess, a professor of philosophy at the University of Toronto.
Well, la-di-frickin-da.
Oh, wow, of course.
These fucking Canadians foreigner. Trying to tell us how to run our fucking country.
Yep, Canada cup.
Mind your business, Canada.
It was an object lesson in the swift eddies of the contemporary news cycle. Immediately after U.S. President Donald Trump's bizarre news conference alongside Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, denunciations came fast and furious. Mr. Trump had, among other things, offered his opposite number a chummy wink and dismissed his intelligence service in favor of Mr. Putin's very, very strong assurance that Russian agents did not interfere in the 2016 election. They demonstrably did. Former director of the CIA, John Brennan, tweeted angrily, Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous.
Wrong.
Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin.
Republican
patriots, where are you?
I call on the Trump administration to arrest this traitor to America.
Dude, did you hear the fucking screed that McCain wrote?
Oh,
dude, see if you can find it. Honestly, it'd be worth reading.
It really is.
Just search for, like, McCain Trump, and you'll probably find his statement. He released a statement from his hospice bed at home that was, like, one of the strongest repudiations of a sitting American president. I mean, it's probably got to be... Like, you heard some shit during the Clinton administration. You heard some shit during the fucking Bush administration.
You know what, though?
You never heard shit like this.
Here's the difference. Bill Clinton got in trouble because he got a fucking blowjob. Which, I mean... I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's a big fucking deal. George W. Bush did a lot more serious shit. They lied about WMDs in Iraq and shit. Like, yeah. But, like, Donald Trump has just been the worst fucking president you can imagine. He's a fucking buffoon. I mean,
I thought that George W. Bush was a buffoon, Scotty. I really did. Like, I thought he was a pretty dumb guy for a president. But you know what? He's not.
He's really not. I don't agree with a lot of what happened when he was president. But, I mean, with Trump... It's been all bad. His administration is in shambles.
I found the McCain stuff.
This is pretty funny. we'll shut up so you can read it.
All right, I'm just going to read some here. Today's press conference in Helsinki was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory.
True.
The damage inflicted by President Trump's naivete, egotism, false equivalence, and sympathy for autocrats is difficult to calculate.
True.
But it is clear that the summit in Helsinki was a tragic mistake. President Trump proved not only unable but unwilling to stand up to Putin. He and Putin seem to be speaking from the same script as the... No, Putin was speaking a lot more, clearly, yeah.
Putin had a better script.
Putin had a slightly better script. George W. Bush was like the... C spot run version or some shit.
You mean Trump?
Yeah, Trump. He and Putin seem to be speaking from the same script as the president made a conscious choice to defend a tyrant against the fair questions of a free press and to grant Putin an uncontested platform to spew propaganda and lies to the world. It is tempting to describe the press conference as a pathetic rout, as an illustration of the perils of underpreparation and inexperience. But these were not the errant tweets of a novice politician. These were the deliberate choices of a president who seems determined to realize his delusions of a warm relationship with Putin's regime without any regard for the true nature of his rule, his violent disregard for the sovereignty of his neighbors, his complicity in the slaughter of the Syrian people, his violation of international treaties, and his assault on democratic institutions throughout the world. Coming close on the heels of President Trump's bombastic and erratic conduct towards our closest friends and allies in Brussels and Britain, today's press conference marks a recent low point in the history of the American presidency. That the president was attended to in Helsinki by a team of competent and patriotic advisors makes his blunders and capitulations all the more painful and inexplicable. No prior president has ever abased himself more abjectly before a tyrant. Not only did President Trump fail to speak the truth about an adversary, but speaking for America to the world, our president failed to defend all that makes us who we are, a republic of free people dedicated to the cause of liberty at home and abroad. American presidents must be the champion of that cause if it is to succeed. Americans are waiting and hoping for President Trump to embrace that sacred responsibility.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah,
last paragraph is total horse
shit. Dog shit.
Like, that is not
everything.
That
in
might
the lead
be
up
the
to
fucking
that,
rhetoric of America, but
yeah,
you know,
everything in the lead up to that, though, dude, that's some stinging shit. And just compare that to Trump tweets.
Low energy Jeb failed witch hunt collusion. No collusion.
I mean, you have to remember too that. Even when, you know, McCain's been a senator, like, Bush was president, and he beat McCain.
Do you know what?
And you didn't even see this. Like, someone that basically destroyed McCain's ambitions to be president. And even he was like, well, I have more respect for this guy than I do Donald Trump.
I mean, it's just fucking... Did you see his walk back, too? So the day after the Helsinki summit back in Washington, he called a press conference. Did you see that shit? Trump had a press conference. And
I misspoke.
He's like, I need to clarify a statement that I made in Helsinki. I thought it was, you know, whatever. I thought it was pretty well done, but apparently it needs clarification. So I just want everyone to know that I... And then he starts reading from the script that you know was just handed to him by somebody like, if you don't fucking read this, they're going to arrest you. So he's like, I accept my... And he looks like a petulant child being forced to read by the teacher. I accept our intelligence community's conclusions that Russia meddled in the 2016 elections. But he couldn't even help himself. He didn't stop there. That's all he had to say and then go, thank you, and leave. He goes, could have been Russia. Could have been a lot of people. Could have been anybody, really. Could have been a lot of people. Anyway, there's a lot of people is all I'm saying. Anywho. And then he said that he misspoke in Helsinki.
Yep.
When... asked by a fucking reporter, what was he asked? He was asked, like, do you think that Russia collude, like, fucked with the elections, as your intelligence agencies say that they did? And he said, I don't see any reason why it would be Russia. That's what he said on stage. And then he was like, I meant to say wouldn't. He literally called a press conference to say, I meant to say, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. See? Fixes everything, right?
That's like if Hitler comes out and is like, you know, when I said kill all the Jews, what I meant to say was don't kill all the Jews.
Right, yeah. I just misspoke.
The media, they don't cover me properly. Look, this is all fake. TJ, look.
Fake news.
What you're reading here right now, TJ, is fake news. Donald Trump is the real deal. And TJ, so you don't trust President Trump right now? You don't feel you trust him? He said he misspoke.
Trust? I've not trusted any of the American presidents during my lifetime.
So no one's allowed to misspeak anymore, TJ?
Trump, I think I... Well,
TJ, aren't you the same person...
I don't
think
he misspoke. You know?
Aren't you the same person, TJ, that said so many times...
You're
that
just scared
fucking...
that you're going to pay me $500,
I'm not
dude.
Scared of that at all, dude. I think Trump's going to be in there for 8 years.
8 years.
Fucking years. Dude, why don't you double down?
What?
Like and be like...
Double or nothing?
Well, not even double or nothing, but you'd have to keep the bet going, but make a side bet that doubles it up. Like, say Scotty wins,
well,
but if Scotty wants to get
I'm gonna
double from
write...
you, he can say, well, Trump goes 8 years, and you can say, no, Trump's a one term.
Well, there's too many variables to do that. Cause, I mean, the Democrats actually might find a good candidate to run, so they could.
That's true.
You know, so like,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know about
they're
that.
Gearing up for Hillary Clinton again.
That sounds like a sci-fi fantasy.
If they do that,
oh, they're doing it.
If they do that,
if they run Hillary again, I'll fucking vote for Trump. Fuck that shit.
I'll just not vote like I normally do.
All right, so here's a fun story. This is one we need our headphones for. I don't know if everyone...
Yeah, we're good.
This is Rick Wiles, who is my favorite.
Yeah, your favorite of yours. You're pulling a lot of Rick Wiles for these.
Because he's always saying crazy shit.
Well,
now, this guy,
Jim Baker for a while, but now it's Rick Wiles.
Yeah.
This is why. Because he's about to say that we are 72 hours away from a coup in which Trump will be beheaded on the White House lawn.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess
you
win the bet then, dude.
I hope he's right.
And we showed you CIA agent, homosexual, Anderson Cooper on CNN. Well, over on the other...
Wait a minute. Cooper's a CIA agent?
Oh, dude, it's all making sense now.
It's all clicking together.
No wonder he's so dashing.
He's a homosexual and a CIA agent, and he's going to behead Trump on the White House lawn.
Call me Cooper.
Dude, if Anderson Cooper lopped Trump's head off on the White House steps, I would die of laughter and joy. It would be the greatest moment in American democracy. If he was shirtless while he did it, with an American flag tied around his waist, it'd be even better.
Dude, fuck that. He has a gay pride flag tied around his waist.
Oh, there you go. I'm with it.
News channel, MSNBC, they have another homosexual, Rachel Maddow. You see,
they're evil. Can't trust them.
Yeah, can't.
Cooper's gay. Maddow's gay. What's going on here?
You're starting to see a pattern, huh?
Connecting the dots it's for the you, America.
What about what's his name too? Who's the gay one on Fox?
Shep, whatever.
Dude,
yeah.
It's the Shepherd fucking homosexual agenda in this country.
Although I don't think he's out, but he's clearly gay. He's clearly gay.
A confirmed bachelor, as they say.
America, you've been homosexualized.
Yep.
God damn. Dude.
I agree.
Wow, dude.
I agree, man.
It was crazy because as he was thinking that, there was a big thought bubble above my head filled with dick.
I knew it, dude. I knew it.
Dude, the moment has come. This country has to embrace it. Look, the gays have infiltrated. They're at the highest level of government now. Anderson Cooper, you know, is just going to behead Trump.
They're in the military. They're in the government.
They're everywhere.
They're in the schools and the colleges.
The only thing left to save us are evangelical Christians.
Oh, these fucking gays.
Rick Wiles is the only
Rick
man.
Rick Wiles.
You've been Judaized.
Judaized,
dude.
I thought they liked the Jews.
Not this one.
Oh, this Christian doesn't like the Jews.
You know where it is for someone to take a moral stand, TJ? This is a true moral stand for this
country.
Tired
of these gay Jews running the whole fucking shebang,
dude. Gay Zionist Jews living in their towers of gold, their ivory fucking towers. You know,
are they made with gold or ivory?
Both, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's happening to the elephants, dude. Man. All the elephants are being killed. Why?
I think the fucking Jews, buddy.
The
Jews get flack, dude. The Jews get way too much flack. Like, name another race of people that has contributed more to the advancement of humanity than the Jew. I'll wait.
All the other ones, Paul.
Just think of all the cool things in the world that would not exist were it not for the Jew.
Every group of people.
The only thing the Jews have ever done for us, as far as I'm concerned, is give us Jeff Goldblum, the greatest actor.
The best Jew.
In the history of ever.
I mean, I agree. That is the greatest thing that they've done.
I mean... Look...
Do you guys see that 20... I don't have the story pulled, but you guys see that 25 fucking foot Jeff Goldblum shirtless statue from Jurassic Park?
Where is it?
I don't know. I think it's in London somewhere.
What the fuck?
Dude, when I go to London, I'm going to visit that statue, dude.
I don't know if it'll still be there.
God bless that statue.
Anyway, let's listen to more crazy-ass Rick Wilde. We're 22 seconds in.
I know. We've already found this much to
say.
This
is why I love Rick Wilde, dude. Every fucking thing out of his mouth is just pure fucking insanity.
It's a gold.
I'm going to tell you the way it is, okay?
Yeah.
Your minds have been captured. You're no longer a Christian nation. Even the Christians don't think like Christians anymore.
That's right.
Damn.
That's right.
Oh, you've been Judaized. The no true Christian.
You've been homosexualized. You've been Babylonianized. Your minds have been tainted. You don't even think.
Babylonianized, dude?
So we've been homosexualized, Judaized, and Babylonianized.
This guy likes eyesed.
We've been eyesed a whole lot.
Yeah, we've been eyesed like crazy
you're
out
homosexualized,
here.
You're Babylonized, you're Mesopotamianized, you're everythingized.
Like a Christian.
We're everything but Russianized, apparently.
Yeah.
Christian anymore. And so Rachel Maddow, she was spewing out last
night. More like Rachel Mad Cow, am I saying?
Last night. Calls for revolution.
That's exactly right.
Wow, I don't think so. I don't think Rachel Maddow's show came on the air.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Maddow Report. I am here tonight to call for open armed rebellion against the United States government.
I don't think that happened.
It didn't.
Look,
I don't even have to go look.
Donald Trump, I don't either. You know, dude, Donald Trump needs to fucking put out an executive order. Rachel Maddow will be arrested.
She is an enemy of the state. She will be executed.
Removed.
Publicly
behind
Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper on the steps of the White House.
United States. She was telling the left, take a deep breath. We're at that moment. It's coming. We're at that moment. We're almost there. We're going to remove him from the White House.
What she probably meant was a political revolution.
Yeah. No.
The investigation.
I think she's saying that she wants Trump to be impeached.
No, dude. She was saying that she wants him dragged out of the White House in the night.
Well,
and beheaded, dude,
if she wants
on the steps.
If she wants that, then she's wrong. But I guarantee you she didn't say it.
72 hours.
She did. Why wouldn't he play a clip of it here on his show?
Possibly 72 hours from a coup.
A coup d'etat?
A coup.
Look, coup-coup. Be prepared that you're going to turn on television and see helicopters.
So if you believe there's a coup happening and the country's about to go to shit, why is your P.O. box up that give you money?
Send the biggest donation you can now before the coup.
Before the coup happens. We have a coup discount. If you send in a donation now.
That money's going to be useless in socialist Maddow America, dude.
With Anderson Cooper and Rachel sure, Maddow, the unholy gay fucking leaders of the new socialist
America. You know, a republic. We mean dictatorship, dude. Socialist paradise.
Well, they'll call it a republic like Russia does.
Oh, like tongue in cheek. Republic.
It's a republic where the same guy gets elected over and over again. Yeah,
no, Russia, you know, Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper they'll alternate, so it's not gonna be the same over and over again.
Hovering over,
they'll combine and become Maddow Cooper, dude. Rachel Cooper,
the roof of the White House with men clad in black rappelling down ropes. Entering.
They're not going to need that to kill Trump. I'm sorry.
What are they? I mean, like, wow. Why is it so specific? You know,
is Trump like yeah.
Dude, he's like painting us a scene from a movie where helicopters are hovering and men in black are going down ropes.
No, he's literally just remembering a scene from a movie and telling his people that it's going to happen. So they'll send money.
Don't be surprised when you see that.
The White House.
It's not going to be long before a giant, vast alien spaceship is going to park itself right over the White House and unleash a laser beam of massive destruction. Jeff Goldblum's the only one that knows how to stop it, folks.
But he's been Judaized.
And don't get me started on those dinosaurs that are about to escape from Isla Nublar off the coast of Brazil.
Prepared for a shootout in the White House. A Secret Service agent.
You see these Terminators they're working on there?
Oh my God.
See these things? I just saw a documentary about them the other night. It's terrifying.
Oh, they're crazy.
They look just like people.
Commandos coming in to arrest President Trump. That's how close we are to revolution.
You better get yourselves ready, America.
Be prepared.
You're going to turn on your TV and see John McClane hanging from a seatbelt behind a 747 flying over the White House. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, the time is nigh.
Oh, it's soon.
A mob. A leftist mob.
Leftist mob.
To tear down the gates, the fence of the White House.
Right.
And go into the White House and drag him out with his family and decapitate them on the lawn of the White House.
Dude! His whole family.
What? His whole family, dude. Every single last
one. This dude really has watched too many movies.
They're going to, like, Trump and Melania and Barron and...
is this the French Revolution?
Ivanka and it's going to be the fucking French Revolution.
They have the guillotine all set up. Anderson Cooper's, like, ready to pull the fucking string.
Anderson Cooper's fucking got his nipple clamps on.
Oh,
his
Trump.
Fucking bondage executioner
Trump,
mask.
It's time to die!
You know?
Kathy Griffin.
I'm telling you guys, you better prepare yourselves out there. You're going to turn your news on tomorrow, and you're going to see that the dude and Walter have figured out that the nihilists never really had the fucking girl after all. Wait till your mind gets blown.
Wait. Just wait. Alabama.
Alabama?
That's about
Come
right.
Come on down to Alabama.
Alabama.
Let me tell you what, in Alabama, County Commander who dead in Dorman D is down on Luton Adelaide right now.
The banjo on my knee.
All right, so Alabama County Commissioner who said she had the endorsement of Jesus loses the election.
Oh, damn.
Damn, I guess Jesus...
Was Jesus like her Mexican gardener or something, or was it actually the actual Jesus?
Well, maybe it was Jesus, you know. Sandra Little Brown... She looks more like a big Brian than me. Who said in a campaign ad that she had the endorsement of Jesus Christ has lost her runoff election.
Oh,
damn. I guess Jesus Christ's endorsement ain't worth as much as it used to be.
The big JC, man.
God damn.
Fuck.
God may be dead, but irony sure isn't. And to quote one commentator, the last thing we need is another foreigner interfering in an American election. Brown was hoping to get reelected to the Jefferson County Commission in Alabama last month in a Democratic primary. Both she and her opponent, Sheila Tyson, received 46% of the vote. In an effort to tip the scales, Brown distributed flyers featuring a fake ballot with her name larger than Tyson's and a message that says she was supported by Jesus Christ and his followers.
And it blew up in her face.
And I think a lot of people, this might have fucking hurt her, where people are like, Jesus ain't said that shit. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, this bitch is stupid. I ain't voting for
her. Remember that part of the Bible? And Lo said,
and Lo said, Jesus, Sandra Little Brown shall be the county commissioner. Yeah, like, Jesus gives a shit about this fucking shit local race in Alabama. I mean, you know, whatever.
Retarded.
I just thought it was a funny little story there.
That's great. Dude, I have an observation. We're sitting in kind of a new area now.
Yeah.
And then I have an observation about you and your brother that I never noticed because we're sitting in a different situation now than we ever
different
have.
Different situation.
When you guys get excited, you both, your legs go fucking nuts. Like, you're doing the air hump now. But like when you get like when we were doing the Alabama thing, both of you guys, when he said Alabama, you guys were both like, yeah, 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 yeah. And fucking Scotty was drumming his feet like this. So like Scotty's running and you're doing the thigh master and it gets faster. It's a beautiful thing, dude. We gotta get a camera down there, dude.
All right, you know,
the leg cam, dude.
Yeah, dude, the tap dance cam.
Tap dance cam. I can fucking figure it out. All right, so anonymous flyer calls on Christians to surround Akron Pride with prayer circle.
Oh.
Little ways.
The flyer decried city officials for having festivals to celebrate sodomy / LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ.
That's offensive, TJ.
An anonymous flyer has been circulated around. Why anonymous? I mean, if you want to fucking protest this shit, like, and you think this is evil, put your name on it, you know? What are you fucking afraid of? The gays are going to come to your house and fucking burn
hey,
it to
you.
The ground?
Hey, silly Billy, come out with your hands up.
You know what? You think it could be like a fake thing then if there's no one taking credit for it?
Could be.
If it was a church or something, they'd just be like, this church is doing it.
Dude, I wonder if it's just like a Russian fucking troll farm that's trying to sow discord.
Putin's sitting there at a typewriter, you know? An anonymous flyer has been circulated around Akron, Ohio, asking Christians to surround the city's upcoming Pride Festival scheduled for August 25th in order to save the city from intrinsically evil acts, gay app Hornet reports. Hornet says it was contacted by an organizer of Akron Pride about the flyers, which urged readers to contact Mayor Dan Horrigan and express their displeasure about the Pride Festival. We need to save souls, our city, and our neighborhood from intrinsically evil acts being pushed upon us. On August 25th, 2018, there will be a huge festival to celebrate sodomy / LGBTQ.
Sweet.
Yes.
Hey.
A sodomy festival?
So, sodomy fest. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
I feel all those ways about having a Christian festival.
They should
festival.
Just have like little lube dispensers on the street.
Dude, they should
corners.
Have like those big Macy's floats, like one big butt and then a big dick behind it that goes in.
And they're both going down the street, you know.
And they collide. And
yeah,
the little,
collide.
The dick
in the
goes into the butt and then it floats down. And
yeah, and then
dick
confetti,
butt.
Like white confetti symbolizing jizz.
Dude, I like
sprays
this.
All over everybody, you know.
Dude, that internet song, What in the Butt, could be played off of every foot.
Christian,
in the butt?
How many Christian festivals do they have in America? Tons.
How many, fucking, times?
Every goddamn day there's one going on.
How many fucking times have a bunch of gay people
churches,
encircled a Christian festival? Like, let's have sodomy to get rid of the intrinsic evil of praying.
In our country, Christians have these huge gatherings all the time. It's like, what are they talking about? There's one gay pride festival. They meet out. Most of these places meet every Sunday or multiple times per week. And it's all tax exempt. Those people that are in the festival... Every vendor they has to pay taxes. Everyone else has to pay taxes.
Dude, gay people just like, they have their own little pride festivals and their own pride marches, but they leave everybody else alone. TJ's right. Dude, gay people don't surround like the Christian Passover fucking thing.
I think we should all go to the church and just tell them like, fuck this whole Jesus thing, y'all. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Bring like, your clubs because it might get ugly.
It doesn't happen. It's not happened.
It's never
one
once
time.
Happened.
Not one time in the history of ever have a bunch of gay dudes tried to stop Christians from doing their Christian thing. So,
well, that's not.
Let's
true,
all just
TJ.
Leave each other the
There's
fuck alone.
There's actually videos of TJ of Christian speakers going to college campuses and being assaulted.
Wow.
For holding up signs.
Fucking pieces of
so
shit.
What you're saying is actually not true, TJ. Christians have been stopped from practicing their religion by
goddamn
the
persecuted
left.
Christians. Well, it's bad news for Christianity. Yeah. The bad news just keeps piling on.
There are people that do shit like that on the left, but
No, they're not, Scotty.
They're not doing it.
It doesn't matter.
Don't tell me the Shroud of Turin.
New
is fake.
Forensic tests suggest Shroud of Turin is fake.
No.
No.
You're telling me no. This obvious fucking piece of bullshit.
I always love when science, like, this just in from science, completely obvious thing.
Like,
but they proved it's bullshit, is the difference.
Right, but, like, nobody with a fucking brain in their head thought that, during medieval times, this was so common for people to be like, I have a holy relic, look, it is the knuckle bone of Saint Joseph, you know, and they're all like, and they did it, like, churches would do it to
for
get
money.
The tithes, yeah, because pilgrims would come and leave money at the shrine. So it's just like, this is one of those things that's been passed along from church to church. Everybody in the world that isn't a retard knows that this is just a fake piece of shit.
A new high-tech forensic study of the blood flows on the Shroud of Turin, the mysterious linen some Christians believe is Jesus' burial cloth, is the latest analysis to suggest that it is most likely a medieval fake. This is just the latest one, by the way.
A medieval fake?
The results of the investigation in which scientists used a volunteer and a mannequin and employed sophisticated techniques such as bloodstain pattern analysis was published in the latest edition of the Journal of Forensic Sciences, also known as the Satanic Gazette. The Roman Catholic Church has not taken an official position on the authenticity of the cloth, which bears an image reversed like a photographic negative of a man with wounds of a crucifixion. It shows the back and front of a bearded man, his arms crossed on his chest. It is marked by what appears to be rivulets of blood from wounds in the wrists, feet, and sides. Skeptics say the cloth, which measures 14 feet 4 inches by 3 feet 7 inches, is a masterful medieval forgery. Carbon dating tests in 1988 put it between 1260 and 1390.
Look how this is displayed. If there's really a shroud, would be that fucking big, dude. Would Jesus really be wrapped in that?
Yeah, I mean, look, the church might not have taken an official position, but here's the fucking Pope like, the Shroud of Turin.
Of course it's a fucking forgery.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You think a fucking glorified blanket lasted fucking 2,000 plus years, dude? No. Come the fuck
this
on.
This is a scam. This is like snake oil salesman. Yeah, we got the Shroud of Turin here. Anybody that sees it is healed, you know, and like...
The weeping
statue. But make sure you leave behind a shekel before you leave. It's just... Like, this is like... Example number 10,000 why religion needs to go.
You know what I say we do?
Because people worship a stupid forged piece of cloth that they think was draped over a body that probably never existed.
You know what I think we should do, guys? I think we should get all the fucking gays together. We should surround the Shroud of Turin and fucking burn it and be like, fuck you, Christianity. Christians versus gays.
They should use their fucking witchcraft to destroy it, dude.
Yeah, we'll just fucking chant spells at it. Whoa,
fire spell, fire spell, fire spell.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt. You know?
If it is proven to be a fake, wouldn't they have to destroy it? Wouldn't it be sacrilegious to allow people to keep worshiping it at that point?
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah,
like religion's at all concerned with the truth.
I mean, this thing's already... I mean, they just told you that... Carbon dating from like 1988 already fucking found this thing was like from 1260 fucking, you know.
That's a 1,000 years and some change after when we'd expect to see that date.
So, I mean, it's obvious bullshit. And it already has been
proven several times. God changed the carbon dating on it.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't trust carbon dating. Who are you going to trust, carbon dating or Jesus?
When they're fucking, when the guy they're backing can basically do anything according to them, there's no way they're going to believe it. Because they're just like, well, God must have made it that way. Or God had discovered that then.
All right. We got a Florida man story coming up, y'all.
Florida man.
Florida man. Florida man.
What do you guys think Florida man has done now?
I'm not going to guess because I think I might have seen the one you pulled.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucked his goat and decapitated a bat and ate it.
Not far off.
He tranquilized an alligator and fucked it, right?
Yep.
What?
Florida man arrested for tranquilizing
an alligator. I swear to God, that was a total fucking guess, dude.
This dude's face.
I don't think this is actually him. I think this is just some crazy.
No, that's him.
That's him, dude.
It's him, dude. That's a picture from the body cam of the police that caught him raping the gator, dude.
There's a good chance this story might be fake, but I don't give a shit.
Whatever, it's fine.
A Florida man has been arrested after authorities report he was tranquilizing alligators in the Everglades and then raping them. 57-year-old Sean Killams, was found by Florida authorities in the act of engaging in sexual intercourse with a tranquilized alligator Sunday afternoon. Authorities say they tased Sean as he was not following police orders. Take your dick out of the alligator now!
I don't know.
Sir, stop fucking that gator!
I'm about to nut!
Apparently, he was also high on crystal meth at the time.
Of course he was. You can't fuck a gator unless you're high on crystal meth.
Police later found dozens of tranquilizers and firearms near where the police arrested Sean. According to police, Sean kept claiming he was possessed by the late Steve Irwin, an Australian TV personality who was known simply as the Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
Wow, dude.
Dude, the Crocodile Hunter came back and possessed him and made him rape an alligator and do a bunch of crystal meth?
Yeah, he made him,
Steve Irwin doing, dude?
I'm 99.7% sure the story is fake, but I still believe it.
Yeah, I choose to believe it. Because you know what? They said it happened in Florida. And
but as for me and TJ, we believe.
Police say a man faked his own murder using a gun and a weather balloon.
Whoa, this sounds like a dark comedy, dude, doesn't it?
How did he do that?
Sounds like a Fargo type thing.
And guess where it happened?
Florida.
Yep. I didn't even know that when I pulled it, but it's Florida. A murder investigation in a peaceful golf community in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, has come to a bizarre conclusion. Now police say a 71-year-old man who was found shot to death in the community in late January wasn't killed at all. He actually killed himself. Well, I mean, that's still killed in a very unusual way. The puzzling investigation into Alan Abrahamson's death started 6 months ago as a homicide. Palm Beach Gardens, a city of about 50,000, is praised by local police as one of the safest places in the state. A crime like this would be shocking for anyone who lives in Palm Beach Gardens. It was especially odd for Abrahamson's family and friends, who said they knew the man wasn't in any trouble. He didn't have any known enemies. He and his wife were soulmates, and he was somebody everybody would gravitate to, a friend told police. Alan was an avid golfer, enjoyed traveling, and had a zest for life. He was known for his extraordinary... I mean, just tell me what the fuck...
Yeah, how did he kill himself?
I don't give a shit about his fucking smile.
Basically the same generic shit they say about everyone.
Dude,
TJ had a real fucking...
He lit up the room, you know.
TJ might have been quiet, but he had an explosive personality. He made these YouTube videos... You know what? I didn't agree with everything he said,
you know
but
I'm
I respected
picturing?
Him.
I'm picturing that he put a gun on the balloon and then used like a remote control to shoot himself from up in the air.
I don't know. Let's so what see. Happened with this dude?
All right, so I'm trying to figure it out. At 5:42 a.m. on January 25th, Abrahamson left his house wearing shorts, a royal blue sweatshirt, and a ball cap. Minutes later, he reached the gated community's north entrance. At 5:53 a.m., he walked out of the security camera site. 37 minutes later, a single gunshot can be heard on the surveillance video. The next to spot him would be a dog who jumped off a golf cart and found Abrahamson at 7 a.m. He was laying on his back in a field near the gate with a hole in his sweatshirt surrounded by blood. By 9:30 a.m., detectives were on the scene. Whoa. It took him fucking 2.5 hours to get there.
Whoa!
I think we might have a dead body over here. Yeah, I'm.
They
I'm
found Abrahamson's phone and wallet in his pocket, along with a pair of scissors. They didn't find the watch he normally wore, or the hundreds of dollars he was known to carry, the gun that shot him. They also didn't find any sign of a struggle. An autopsy showed only one hole and one bullet, which had mushroomed into 6 points when it entered his body, hitting his heart and lungs and breaking a rib. The incident was ruled a homicide, and the investigation was on. A week after finding the body, police still didn't know what the fuck happened. They interviewed his wife and his children and his friends, blah, blah, blah. How did he fucking do it, bastard? Okay, in his email inbox, police saw a message about an order Abrahamson placed less than a month before he died for a $55 weather balloon. On January 23rd, police found he went to an industrial gas store in West Palm Beach and left with a helium tank. Abrahamson didn't have any hobbies that use those tools, his family told police. All right, so here's a section called Putting the Pieces Together. So maybe this will actually tell us how the fuck this happened. All right, so I guess they tell you the theory here.
What's the theory about it?
There was another piece of the puzzle authorities couldn't explain. According to surveillance video, Abrahamson walked past the gatehouse 37 minutes before the gunshot was heard, but he hadn't left the country club area. A detective had walked the route from the gatehouse to where the body was found on the sidewalk. It took him only 4 minutes. What was Abrahamson doing for the other 30 minutes?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I'm like, was this a really big community or what the fuck?
Then Detective Brian Broheim or whatever the fuck had a wild idea. Maybe the whole thing was a suicide. Although the theory seemed far-fetched, it was plausible, the report said. So the research continued until detectives stumbled upon a similar incident. In a 2003 CSI Las Vegas episode, a character had tied a gun to a helium balloon to helium-filled balloons to stage a homicide. But after making some calls, no one said they'd seen a weather balloon on January 25th. Instead, police looked at Abrahamson's Google history for answers. They found them in a trove of searches trailing at least 10 years back. In July 2009, he searched suicide and how to commit suicide. In 2012, he searched life insurance suicide.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? His life insurance policy doesn't cover suicide.
Most life insurance policies have a suicide clause, which says death benefits won't be paid if the insured person kills themselves within 2 years of taking out a policy. In March 2016, Abrahamson typed undetectable suicide methods into a search engine. By August 2017, his focus had narrowed. He wrote, "How many cubic feet of helium do you need to raise 1 pound?" On January 23rd, he looked for nearby helium suppliers. So I'm thinking, so basically what he did is...
Exactly what I said.
He had the gun attached to the balloon, shot himself with it, and then...
And let the balloon let it float away.
I mean, obviously, it was he just let it go.
Oh, okay, so he didn't shoot himself from the balloon. He just let the balloon carry the fucking gun
off.
Yeah,
the balloon just carried the gun off so that it, you know,
there
was no...
That's actually pretty smart. I'm shocked that they actually figured that out.
Yeah, it's like some CSI fucking Miami or some bullshit show.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Probably just so his wife could get insurance and shit.
Why don't you just fucking jump into the ocean, dude?
Yeah, just go out sailing and just jump in the ocean. Yeah, I'm dead.
I think he even blow his brains out and just fall in the water. I mean, he's not going to be found.
His boat will be found, and they'll just assume he went
overboard. Oh, he must have fallen off.
Had a heart attack or some shit.
Daycare worker who tried to kill toddler by hanging him avoids prison as judge cites perfect storm of events.
What?
Perfect storm of events.
So she tried to
no choice but to try to fucking... hang the toddler.
Couldn't go to his daycare is usually have a lot of other people working there. Like, I'm feeling out of my mind. You need to take over. I'm leaving.
Nope.
No, like
perfect storm of events.
A perfect
dude.
Storm.
No, it's fucking like the old west. Hang him high. This 3 year old back talked me. Get a rope.
So let's we can watch the story or we can just read the article.
Just read what the perfect storm of events is.
A former daycare provider who hanged a toddler in her Minneapolis home was let off the hook by a judge who cited a perfect storm of events in sentencing her to probation.
What?
Natalia Correa avoided prison time despite pleading guilty to attempted murder, third-degree assault,
what?
And criminal vehicular operation for hitting a pedestrian, a bicyclist, and another driver as she fled from her home in November of 2016.
You know they recalled the other judge in California?
Yeah, this motherfucker needs to be recalled.
This motherfucker needs to be disbarred.
So wait.
Recalled.
She tried to hang a toddler.
Got caught.
She got caught. She ran, and while she was running, she hit a pedestrian and another driver. A bicyclist and another
driver.
What
is justification for releasing her with virtually no punishment?
A father was dropping off his son at Korea's home when he found a toddler hanging from a noose in the basement. He released the child.
What the fuck?
And the 16-month-old boy survived. Korea fled in a vehicle, striking a bicyclist and dragging another motorist 10 blocks after striking his car, according to the Star Tribune. The bicyclist needed a rod inserted in his leg to avoid amputation. This doesn't sound like someone who needs to be in prison.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
What is this perfect storm? What the fuck? Where is the perfect storm? I want to know what this fucking circumstances was.
I think
this
it's
was
because
acceptable.
She has a vagina.
The perfect storm. Look, she's a woman.
The perfect storm was she has a pussy and not a. Because if this was a dude.
Oh, life in prison, dude.
Gone forever.
Hennepin County District Judge Jay Quam sentenced her to 10 years probation on Monday after agreeing with doctors that she was at a low risk to commit more crimes. I don't agree with those doctors.
She tried to hang a toddler and then ran people over while she ran from the cops or ran from getting caught.
How is she a low fucking risk? She's a high risk. Most people don't do those kinds of behaviors.
Judge
Quam
said her actions were the perfect storm of factors unlikely to ever be repeated. Like what?
What's the perfect storm that leads to an understandable toddler hanging?
You know, you did try to hang a toddler.
This judge is a fucking wackadoodle.
He might be crazier than this bitch. Korea spent 20 months in jail and will get credit for time served. She's expected to leave jail no later than Tuesday. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to push this terrible crime on my husband, she said in Russian, according to the paper. Oh, maybe this is more Russian collusion. I just wanted to explain what happened. Your Honor, my children need me. Give me a chance to resume a normal life. Yeah.
Come on, I just tried to hang a toddler and ran a bunch of people over one
time. But come on, my children need me,
yeah,
you know?
But, you know, my family has suffered enough. I spent 20 months.
Your children need you to do what? Hang them in the fucking basement, you crazy cunt?
This bitch should have got 5 or 10 years in prison.
At least.
And says she's getting a fucking... Oh, she's on probation.
Probably needs to be remanded to a psychiatric hospital.
There's no sort of explanation as to what this perfect storm of factors
was. Of course there isn't, because there isn't any. There's no perfect storm of factors that leads to an understandable one-time-only toddler hanging in your basement.
Oops.
And an ensuing fucking carnage as you flee the scene of your crime.
What the fuck, dude?
Like, what was she like? Was it like the John McClane thing where, like, somebody was on the phone and, like, I will blow up a school if you do not do this. Hang a toddler now. You know, like, maybe.
Yeah. Simon, Simon says, hang a toddler.
Yeah, Simon says, hang a toddler.
What the fuck?
Time for you to hang a toddler, John McClane.
Netflix terminates contract with Weinstein.
What
company.
A shock. I'm so surprised.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
I mean, both the Weinstein brothers have been accused of sexual harassment. One's under indictment for it.
Yeah, he just turned himself in, right?
Yeah, like a few months ago or something. Harvey Weinstein. I mean,
updated with Netflix statement about Peaky Blinders.
Of course,
Netflix won a U.S. bankruptcy court's approval to terminate its output deal with the Weinstein Company, a settlement that means the streaming service won't be obligated to stream a third season of MTV's Scream. What? I demand MTV's Scream.
Come on.
The agreement filed today, read it here, I'm not going to do that, comes as Lantern Entertainment continues to work through various objections stemming from the Weinstein Company's bankruptcy in hopes of establishing productive relationships in Hollywood. According to the document, Netflix no longer will be obligated to accept delivery or make payment for any films, television shows, or other content as of July 11th. So basically, you know.
No more Weinstein on the... I mean, it's a net loss because there's a lot of great movies with Weinstein attached to them.
That is true.
Like, aren't all of fucking, what's his name? Fucking
Tarantino.
Yeah, Tarantino. Yeah, he's a huge Harvey Weinstein guy, right?
Not the one he's doing now, but.
I guess this is going to be his first one that's not produced by them.
Disney's,
for obvious reasons.
Disney's movie dominance has a dark side for small towns, independent theater warns.
Yeah, this is some fucked up shit, dude.
This is fucked up beyond
belief. They have to screen movies for 4 weeks.
An independent movie theater in Northeast BC says Disney's strict rules around Star Wars The Last Jedi are unfair to small town cinemas and could become even more harmful as the company expands its dominance of the entertainment industry. John Roper is a general manager at the Phoenix Theater in Fort Nelson, which is home to about 4,000 people. Despite excitement in the community to see the latest installment of the Star Wars series, Roper says the conditions imposed by Disney are simply impossible for the Phoenix to meet. Not only do we have to play it for four weeks straight, we have to play it 4 times a day, said Roper, adding that with only one screen available, it would be very difficult to play a single movie for a month without losing money due to lack of audience. So basically, Disney is not making any allowance for the fact that this is a one cinema theater.
There's literally not enough
4,000 people.
There's not enough people in that town to justify a 4 week run of any film.
And most of these
a four time a day run,
and they're taking 70% usually from these theaters too. So it's like,
so I mean, like, yeah, why would this theater show that fucking movie?
It doesn't make financial sense for them to do that.
They'd just be like, all right, you want to see Star Wars going to town.
All they're doing is pushing people towards piracy with this shit, too. Like, they're just fucking themselves. Like, if you can't see the movie in your shitty little town and you got to drive 30 miles to go see it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to wait a couple of weeks and just download it as soon as it hits the Pirate Bay, and that's going to be that. So they would have had your money, but they don't because they're not willing to fucking... Like, I can understand why they have those rules for bigger places. because they want to make sure that their movie gets a proper venue. And, you know, Disney has clout, so they can make demands. But, like, to not make any kind of concession to small towns that can't support this shit.
It's fine at the AMC 20 when there's 20 fucking screens. Right. I mean, that's
in
not
the middle
a big
of
deal.
A multi-million dollar metropolitan or a multi-million person metropolitan area. It makes total fucking sense.
Not for a town of 4,000 people. No. Let them see a movie. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. That's the problem with giant corporations. They don't make any allowances for anyone else. It's not like, hey, you know what? They only have one screen. Yeah, you can just show it for like the main showing, like 7 o'clock or something. The matinee.
What are they afraid is going to happen? Like droves of people are going to drive 80 miles to Fort Harrison to the little Phoenix Theater to. I mean, what are they afraid of? It's like they don't want these small town people to see their shit.
There's not enough demand. There's 4,000 people in that town. There's not demand for a big theater.
I mean, think about. I mean, if they have to show it four times a day. For 4 weeks. I mean, think about how many
how about
of those shows are going to be totally empty.
Well, how about a week or 2 weeks when it's really hot? But after that, I mean, 4 weeks, I mean,
like,
most movies
Disney
die down.
Disney should have some
weeks.
Sort of like, okay, if you're a small theater in this kind of area, like there should be criteria like, okay, you don't have to do that. But they're not making any exceptions. They're just basically saying, oh, you're a small theater, well, fuck you.
Yeah, they're just fucking themselves and their customers.
You know, and it's just like, you know, America hasn't been multiplexed down to the fucking core. There's still small towns. There's still small town movie theaters. They can't fucking abide by these ridiculous standards.
They don't give a shit. They're a multi-billion dollar company. They don't really give a fuck.
And they're assholes.
Well, of course they're assholes.
Papa John's founder says resigning over N-word use was a mistake.
Oops.
John Schnatter stepped down as a chairman of the Kentucky-based pizza chain last week, but now says he was kind of provoked. The Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, who resigned from his role as chairman last week after using the N-word, has now reportedly says it was a mistake to leave the company. In a letter to board members, Schnatter gave more details about the conference call in May that led to his stepping down and highlighted his feelings about Kanye West, CNBC reported. Schnatter had previously apologized for his use of the racial slur, but has protested that it had been part of a media training exercise organized by the pizza chain's marketing agency, Laundry Service. What a weird name for a marketing agency. Schnatter resigned at the behest of Papa John's board last Wednesday after a Forbes article revealed he used the N-word on that call. In an interview on Friday with the local Kentucky TV station, Schnatter said that Laundry Service had kind of provoked him a little bit to use the word in a confidential PR strategy session. In the letter sent to Papa John's directors on Saturday, according to CNBC, the former chairman also mentioned Kanye West, saying the media agencies suggested he partner with the musician on TV and ads promotions. According to the letter, Schnatter refused to work with West because he uses the N-word in his lyrics. Schnatter's use of the N-word came in later, separate part of the call, CNBC said. In the letter, he insists he would never use the N-word as a racial epithet. The board asked me to step down as chairman without apparently doing any investigation. I agreed, though today I believe it was a mistake to do so. Well, fucking tough titty, bitch.
So he said the N-word contextually.
Yeah, I believe he said something along the lines of he actually referenced the fact that Colonel Sanders used the word nigger or something along those lines.
Okay.
TJ, me and Paul would ask you to immediately resign your position.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed the forbidden word.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Under no context or any circumstances is
the
that
word that shall not
appropriate
be spoken.
For you.
Primate, no make those two syllables together. Forbidden syllables.
Well,
we saw
this happen with Netflix. We've seen it happen with so many companies. Someone uses the word contextually, and people freak out, and they have to be fired.
I could see this shit if he had said something like, yeah, what I do is sell pizza to niggas. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or some shit like that. But the fact that he was just saying, like, you know, Colonel Sanders used the word nigger, like, what?
I don't know.
He did. He probably did.
I'm sure he did.
He definitely did.
The offended squad rolls out. You have to be fired. I mean, I'm sure he's going to sue Papa John's.
But he's
30% owner in the company.
If you feel like it was a mistake to resign, then you shouldn't have.
Well, I'm sure he's going to take legal action at this point.
Well, yeah. in this country, in this climate, I don't think it's going to amount to
much.
Yeah,
he's probably not going to. Well, I mean, he's still 30% owner in the company.
From what I understand, he's a total prick anyway, so fuck him.
Yeah, he is a prick, but.
Man who had sex with horse said it gave him consent by winking at him.
Well, yeah, that's what that means when a horse gives you the wink. And good.
Yeah, I mean, that's
means she's
fair.
Good to go. Did she's
you,
DTF.
You said that horse just fucking winked at me.
A NSW man jailed for having sex with a horse told police the horse gave him consent by winking at him, a court has heard.
Okay, well.
A Grafton horse trainer said the filly was left traumatized after Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson, 31, committed two sexual acts with the horse when he broke into the stables on Turf Street earlier
Wait,
this
two
year.
Two separate ones, huh?
Whoa, yeah. Dude.
Which
warning.
Ones were those?
Webb Jackson pleaded not guilty to committing an act of cruelty to an animal when he broke into the stables on January 22nd. The trainer said he and his staff suspected disturbances at the stable in the months before and installed CCTV cameras as a security measure. When the cameras triggered an alarm on the evening of January 22nd, a trainer saw Webb Jackson opening a number of stables and called the police. Police found Webb Jackson crouched in the corner of a fourth open stable where he was arrested after a short scuffle with police and taken to Grafton Police Station. During police interviews, Webb Jackson admitted to committing two sexual acts with a horse. He told police the filly smelt his crotch and winked at him, which he believes
sure signs
was the
horse
animal,
wants to fuck a human.
Which was believed the animal was given consent.
Right.
You know, and consent is important. The trainer said he was preparing the horse to race, but the incident had changed the demeanor of the animal dramatically.
This guy's an idiot. So they didn't catch him in the act or anything fucking the horse.
He just admitted it.
He was like,
I was fucking him. She wanted it.
Well, guys, I was fucking a horse.
This dude is great.
What a fucking moron, dude. He deserves whatever they're going to give him. He's going to be found guilty. I mean, he admitted to it.
Dude, what about the horse's culpability in this, though? I mean, she can't go around
look,
winking, sniffing people's crotches.
If the horse
shit.
Sniffs your crotch and winks, I thought we all agreed that was the horse equivalent.
I mean, you're going to deny right now, Scotty, that if a fine-ass filly trotted in here and was like, and gave you a wink, that you wouldn't be like, oh, guys, I need to go to the bathroom real quick.
Go get me the horse fucking stool, guys.
Yes, I do deny it, Paul. I do, in fact,
emphatically. No man can fucking resist a
we'll
filly.
See how he says that. We'll see what he says after a few drinks, you know.
Oh, yeah, get oh, a few shit, drinks dude. In him. Get I mean, some meth in him.
So they're saying the horse is a meth in him.
Get some meth in him.
They're saying, the horse is...
Oh, God, yeah!
The horse's whole demeanor fucking changed after this. So it went from being quiet to being high-strung.
Well, it got fucked in the ass by a fucking yeah, crazy fuck.
I mean, you don't know it was fucked in the ass, dude. It was probably fucked.
Well, there was two
you know,
sexual acts. So
oh, shit, dude.
Like, I got to assume one of them is fucking the horse in the pussy.
And right. One was fucking the horse in the ass, I'm guessing.
Or eating the horse's pussy.
Yeah, maybe he was eating the horse's pussy.
Oh,
horse
dude.
Trying to stick his dick in the horse's mouth.
Or maybe he just fucked the horse's pussy on two separate occasions.
Yeah, that would be two separate sexual
acts. You know
or
I mean?
Two separate horses.
Yeah, could be two separate horses.
Maybe he fucked two of the horses.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
we don't know.
A fucking horse dick is like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see how a human dick is even going to traumatize this fucking horse. You know, that's like total golf pencil and mine shaft shit going on.
Yeah, you know what, though? But
these people are angling for
that
money.
Horse,
that horse is not traumatized.
That horse is traumatized.
That horse
dude.
Is not traumatized, dude.
How the fuck do you know, TJ?
That horse is full of shit.
They're just saying the demeanor of the horse changed, and that was the fucking
I don't.
Event
I think the horse is the
do.
Same. I think that the way they perceive
you know,
the horse
TJ?
Has changed. Like, now they know the horse is
hey,
a
why
slut.
Are you here?
They're just, like,
hey, TJ,
judging
shh.
The horse.
TJ. Yeah. Can we fire you for your use of the N-word?
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, can I you guess just you mute yourself, dude? I mean,
sorry.
You're fired, TJ.
Sorry, I'll mute it. I'll mute it.
Yeah, TJ's muted now.
TJ's gone.
Nobody can hear TJ.
I'm gone.
She'd just been fired from the show for his insensitive language.
Oh, snap.
We apologize to everyone listening right now. TJ, his views do not represent the views.
His use of that certain word that we will not repeat is something
of
that...
the Deep Fat Fried podcast.
Deep Fat Fried.
We apologize on
behalf...
And Pessimist
Productions do not stand by the use of that word.
We do not.
All right, so... Sorry, I have to read this to you because I don't think it says the word nigger anywhere, though. MGM Resorts sue more than 1,000 Las Vegas shooting victims to avoid liability in massacre.
What a great company.
MGM Resorts International is suing more than 1,000 victims of the 2017 Las Vegas shooting in a bid to avoid any liability claims from the massacre, according to reports. The owners of Mandalay Bay Hotel, where gunman Stephen Paddock positioned himself to repeatedly fire at the crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival last October, said they could not be held responsible for the deaths and injuries resulting from the shooting, and all claims against them must be dismissed.
Ridiculous.
According to the complaints filed in Nevada and California, the company, which also owns the Route 91 Harvest Festival location, took reasonable steps to ensure such an atrocity did not occur, and it has no liability of any kind to defendants. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed against the company in the wake of last October's shooting, which led 58 people dead and more than 850 people injured. Suits claim the company was negligent for not properly monitoring who was entering and leaving the building and allowing Paddock to take an arsenal of weapons and several thousand rounds of ammunition up to his hotel room before committing the attack. Las Vegas lawyer Robert Eaglet, who is representing several of the victims, describes the lawsuits as a blatant display of judge shopping that quite frankly verges on unethical. I don't think it verges on unethical.
It's 100% unethical.
It is
absolutely
unethical.
These are people that
unethical.
Were shot at in a horrifying massacre from your building. And yeah, I can understand you wanting to limit your liability and stuff, but you don't countersue people that were shot at from your building.
No, well, MGM Resorts does.
Especially like, yeah, MGM Resorts, dude, that fucking company is made of money. That hotel alone, Mandalay Bay, prints money for a living. These people are rolling in it. Like, there's nothing that would stop them from, whoa, you just fucked us all. Now I can't hear anything.
I mean, coming to a settlement, but just saying, hey, under this federal act, basically, what it was, if they have some like under some federal law they passed after 9/11, if they as long as they have some terrorism plan or something, they're saying that they're immune from any of these lawsuits.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is too. I mean, I don't want to take their side suing the people, but at the same time, I don't want to see every one of these Vegas resort places turn into the fucking airport where you got to be fucking go through
it's
a million
too late for that.
Screening shit.
That's going to happen no matter what.
Ugh.
It doesn't matter what like that shooting changed everything.
Oh my god!
Like the way these hotels, especially when there's festivals in town, there's going to be armed police everywhere. There's going to be searches and seizures and all kinds of bullshit.
Oh my god! Fuck America, bunch of pussies. All right, what's all this aw snap bullshit?
Aw snap!
Aw
speeding
snap.
Arizona congressman claims immunity when pulled over, brags to cop he goes even faster. A Republican, yeah, you knew it was going to be a fucking Republican.
I mean, of course.
A Republican representative bragged to a police officer that he sometimes drives at 140 miles per hour.
Didn't you just complain about everyone being pussies? And now this guy drives like way faster than you would ever drive.
Yeah.
You know, at least he's honest, TJ. He's basically saying, I'm immune.
Well, that's not really honest because he's not.
No, he actually is if you read on.
Paul Mosley of Arizona was caught driving 97 miles per hour in a 55 zone, but told the police officer he should be let go because of his immunity as a government official. According to the deputy's report obtained by Parker Live, Mosley was swerving through traffic on State Route 95 north on Resort Drive. The incident occurred in March, and the police report was made public last week. After being pulled over, Mosley was waving out of his window so the officer would recognize a placard indicating he was a government official. The report states that Mosley told the officer he shouldn't waste time issuing him a ticket. I explained the reason for the stop to Mosley and asked if there was any reason he was traveling so fast. The deputy wrote in a report, I informed Mosley that 97 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone is considered criminal speed. Mosley stated he was just in a hurry to get home to surprise his family in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
Let me ask you a question, though, TJ. Yeah. If you had the ability where you could drive and pretty much do whatever you want on the road, you wouldn't do it?
I mean,
if you could go 97 to 55 and the cops would have to just be like...
I guess
like,
if I could just totally get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, this guy he did. That's criminal. I mean, they can arrest him for that. And he just goes, nope, I'm a fucking congressman.
Yeah, he just got told to watch his speed.
Well, is he a congressman or is he a state senator or what is he?
Representative.
Yep,
he's a state representative. So he just
after running his license, the police officer returned to Mosley, told him to watch his speed. Mosley took the chance to brag about speeding in the past. Yeah, this goes 140. He said, "That's what I like about it. I go 130, 140, 120. I come down I-10. I was going 120 almost. You know, if there was no traffic. So fuck? Yeah, I guess he does have immunity because he wasn't arrested or anything.
Yep, yeah."
Wasn't even issued a ticket.
So you wouldn't do that, though, TJ? If you could do it. If you could do whatever the fuck you want as far as speeding was concerned, you wouldn't do it?
I mean, yeah, I'd be fucking speeding.
I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, like, you might think this guy's an asshole and abusing his power, which he clearly is. I mean, he bragged about it, but...
I mean, I don't really blame him. I blame the cop
for not fucking issuing the goddamn ticket or for fucking arresting his ass.
Can't, dude.
Like,
he's saying that there's immunity.
This would have been disappeared immediately.
There's no immunity. There's no fucking official.
This man has immunity, TJ.
I actually read another article, and there is state level immunity from speed tickets and shit for government.
There you go, TJ.
Cool. So the law that he was actually telling the truth, he is technically immune.
All right, so that's good. Good to know. Here's a piece of shit, everybody. Go fucking throw eggs at him.
You do it if you could, too, TJ.
What an asshole.
I'm as an asshole, but TJ would do it if you could.
All right, Ann Coulter saying it's time to disband the FBI's last story of the night. Let's see what's going on.
Let's close with this.
But this brings me to another point, though, Ann. Your father was an FBI agent, right?
Right. After law school, he was.
He was.
Wasn't it more than somewhat discouraged for FBI agents, especially those in counterintelligence? To get themselves into potentially blackmailable situations, like, say, having an affair with a co-worker? I mean, why is there no investigation?
Edgar never have allowed that.
Why was there no investigation of Strzok? Strzok just got promoted up through the ranks because he was such a rabid Democrat, even though he was violating every rule in the book. Plus, he was a very sloppy spy, wasn't he? I mean,
it's time to disband the FBI. This is not J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, which was so good.
J. Edgar Hoover is now not a moral fucking leader.
J. Edgar abusive civil rights Hoover. Edgar lack of due process Hoover.
So you want me to step down and resign? Well, I have a file of blackmail on you.
Like, since when? Since when has J. Edgar Hoover been the shining example of a law enforcement official?
The guy that blackmailed his way out of every problem he ever had because he had a fucking dirt file on every major politician in America.
A total fucking scumbag.
Yeah, closet homosexual who
I don't care about
persecuted
that.
Other homosexuals.
That's what makes him a fucking scumbag.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
He's a total fucking scum fuck. This is a J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, so there's actually some accountability? Really? And wait, what did Donald Trump do? He fired the fucking last head of the FBI because he didn't like what he was saying about him, and he didn't like the fact
Don't like him.
And you know why? You know why he fired him? Because Comey didn't want to be in Trump's pocket. So you're saying these organizations are trying to maintain some sort of independence, and you could argue that if that's true or not. I mean, that's debatable in some things, but like at least having some shred of it, or at least the illusion of it. But you want to harken back to fucking J. Edgar Hoover? That's the gold fucking standard for you, Ann Coulter, you inept fuck?
Do you know what I hate most about this? Is that, let's say it all comes down, right? And we find out that Putin had a pee-pee tape and he was using that to control fucking Trump or whatever. Let's say it all happens. A month later, I'm still going to be seeing Ann Coulter's fucking Adam's apple bobbing on my fucking TV screen. Even though she was like sucking the dick of a treasonous piece of shit and calling for the people that were actually investigating the crimes to be disbanded and shit, she won't ever pay for any of this bullshit. None of these fucking demagogues will. They'll all just still keep their jobs. All the fucking useful idiots will still listen to them. It's just retarded. Like, when can we get rid of this goozler-having fucking big ol' Adam's apple bitch? Like, she's been on the wrong side of everything. Every major substantive issue that's come up in this country, she's been on the wrong side of.
Ah, you don't know.
And she's retarded, too.
No.
She thinks that Canada went to fucking Vietnam and shit.
Listen, Paul.
Paul, you need to listen and learn.
You don't
know anything,
Paul. They're still hysterical over it. My father was in the Bureau for a few years after law school. You not only had to be a lawyer back then in order to be an FBI agent, as I think I've told you on your program before, it wasn't strictly policy, but J. Edgar Hoover, and of course they were all men, generally preferred Catholics and Mormons on the grounds that they were incorruptible. They were very, very honest, and you could
Yeah, dude, because we never seen a Catholic get corrupted. No corruption going on in the Catholic Church.
No way.
Totally incorruptible.
I'm trying to think
people.
Of any fucking...
Mormons, hold on, dude.
Let me try to think of even one scandal involving the Catholic or Mormon Church. Nope, can't do it.
Not one.
Can't do it.
Never heard of a Catholic committing a crime... I'm trying to think of a single Catholic that's ever
done
anything
wrong. Are you a
good
old Catholic boy?
Never been anything crazy like a Catholic terrorist organization or anything. Nothing like that, right? That's never existed.
Never happened, dude.
I can't remember, and no sexual impropriety, too. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Not once.
Never.
Not one time.
Incorruptible.
And you didn't really have a lot of trouble under Hoover, and we actually had an enemy in Russia then.
I'm pretty sure Strzok is a Catholic supposedly, but they're not making Catholics like Pat O'Brien anymore. You know,
Catholics like they used to be.
Don't make the Catholic like they used to be.
Well, that's the problem. In conservative talk, if you're still a Christian, because that's all they always want to go to, like, they're godless, but if they can't do that, it's like, well, you're supposedly. Or if they basically say you're really not, or you're a fake Christian.
Yeah.
No true Catholic.
Not like Pat O'Brien. Whatever. Fuck that shit.
Incorruptible Catholics.
The incorruptibles. I love it.
They're like Vulcans, dude. They're incapable of lying, dude. I must logically tell you the truth.
So, yeah, we're back, I guess. Seemed like it went well. I don't see anyone complaining. I don't think too many people actually saw the link for some reason, but whatever. Oh, we have been gone for a little while.
Yep, people weren't looking.
People aren't been looking at our Patreon, not keeping up. Because we've been gone for, how long were we gone? It seems like it was fucking 10 years.
It's like a week.
About 10 days.
God, it feels so much longer.
We missed a full rotation of shows.
It's been a crazy, crazy time. We are going to be leaving for Los Angeles tomorrow, but we will have some makeup episodes that we shot weeks ago that will go up, be the last episodes that we ever shot in our studio, or at least the last ones that will air from that old studio setup. Got some cool stuff coming for you in the coming weeks, and if you can make it to our meetup in L.A. on July 21st, I know it's short notice at this point, but... get your ass there. Yeah, there's no more VIP tickets. Those are all sold out, but there's still general admission. So come check out the show. Have some fun. Get drunk. Party. You know, whatever the fuck you want.
Give Marshall Manson a hand.
Party
job.
In the USSR, dude.
I want to get Marshall Manson laid at this meetup. That's my goal, man. I'm going to get Marshall Manson some booty.
Well, so you're going to give Marshall Manson some booty, dude?
I'm going to get him some booty. I'm a wingman.
I think you misspoke it, Paul. I think I heard something else.
I think Paul's going to give it to him.
He might do it.
All right. Thank you guys
for watching.
We'll see you
in LA, bitches.
See you in LA.